Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadik Ches. Tzadik Ches, as we continue and finish off the week, Be'ez Hashem, with continuing discussions of wine. So we're about to start the Mishnah, but just what I referred to yesterday, I wanted to just give this Marmakomos, based on the Tosfos on Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis, Dibur HaMaschal Ad. So Tosfos there said, the Gemara there, if you remember, was talking about what is excluded by the line of Rav, who said, the line of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Marav, who says you only can use wine for Kiddush that is Royal Anatsik Al Gabi Ham is Bayach, that's Babasra Tzadik Zayin, and that's the line. So what is excluded? So the Rambam says includes Yain Mevushal and others, but the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara just has a list of what if it smells bad, or if it's Megula. Tosfos, though, earlier, comments on the earlier point of the Gemara, that maybe it was Mazug, but the Gemara says that can't be, because Mazug is a good thing. Right? You're not allowed to use wine unless you put water in it. So Tosfos quotes that the Gemara in Bracha says that there's a list of the 10 attributes of a koshel Bracha, and one of them is Chai. Doesn't chai mean raw or undiluted? So that's a mida of a koshel bracha. So what do you mean here that wine has to be mazug? So Tosfos says umafarshim gedolei narvona on the fifth skinny line. The gedolei narvona says the chai kai akos. Chai is referring to the cup, the kos, and not to the wine. What does that mean? Sheyehei shalem velo shavur. The shayach misa bekli. It's got to be an alive cup, not a dead cup. What does a dead cup mean? A broken one. As the Gemara says, shvirasan zuhi misasan. When you want to be metaher iklicheres, what do? We break it. And then when we build it up again, so that'll be a new type of existence for the kli. So you see there's shayach to talk about the lashon of shvira and misa when it comes to a kli. So says Tosfos, says the Gedolei Narvona, that's what chai means in a kosher bracha. So right, we know there are 10 items listed in brachas, kosher bracha, 4 of them we paskin like. So one of the 10 is chai. So based on this, Tosfos, we have the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in Chela Gimel, Simen Lamites, Tshuva in 1968, which is important to know the year also. 1968, Rav Moshe talks about paper cups. Is one allowed to use a paper cup for Kiddush? So Rav Moshe says, you heard that I answered? It's true. It's true. I said that you can't use a paper cup. It's niyar for Kiddush. Why? Emes adavar da tosas b'farshim. Tosas yukos. Tosas in bracha. Tosas in Shabbos. Tosas in Baba Basra. The Gedolei Narvona. The Gedolei Narvona say a kli has to be shalem. It has to be whole and not broken. And Rav Moshe says that, I quote the Magen Avraham, who says, even only if part of it's broken. Like let's say the whole cup is fine, but just the base of the cup has a chip in the stand. That also is a lack of a shalem. So Alma, so now Rav Moshe says, what do you see from this? And this is where he says it's chiddush in interpretation. Alma de be'ina shi'a kos na'eh. So what do you see from this shita? Not what is shalem? Shalem to Rav Moshe means na'eh, beautiful and nice. Shirak kos kazeh, kashal brechad mazon ala kiddush. V'roa ani, and Rav Moshe says, in my opinion, koshal niyar shi hurak l'sha'a, al pamzeh levad, hu od garua, de'en lo shum chashivus. Shavada in Roy Lebrechas Bazar Nulakiddish. Ukshaleka Kozacher Ula Yesh Lahakel. So that's Ramosha's Shita. So again, it's a Kiddish because the Gemara never says anything about existing for a long time. It just says Shavur. But that is Ramosha's Kiddish that a plastic, a Kosniar would not be able to be used for Kiddish. So first of all, we don't know what Ramosha would say about the fancy plastic that we have today. Plastic that could be used for a long time. Or we throw it out, but let's say you have some of these hard, fancy plastics that many use for, imagine at a Kiddush, imagine at a Simcha many times, plastic is used. Yes, it's used to be able to make it easier, but it wouldn't be used at a Simcha if it wouldn't be nice. So we're not sure what our motion would say bisman hazeh. But number two, the Tzitz Eliezer doesn't like it, Mikra Adin. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis, Simen Chav Gimel, he quotes our motion and he says, V'yachar bakasha samachila, a nanny roet basis li'isuro. If he has a play on words there, he says, I don't see any basis for his isser. Because when does the Gemara say, when does the Tosfos say it's a problem when it's a shavur? What's a shavur? It's supposed to be something and it got broken. It's not what it was meant to be. It's lacking. That's what it means. But here, these cups are made like it, and it's perfect as it is made. And therefore, he does not see any problem. They are chai, and there's no pikpuk to be mekadesh or mavdil aleh. I'm going to even quote a raya from Maseches Kelim. Is there any reason to be more machmer at the Seder? Because the kalim in general, the kalim of the Seder was supposed to have nice kalim, right? That's part of the kiyum. But if you're saying alts kiddush, not alts the kalim. So alts the kalim would be alakad chila. Alts kiddush, I don't know, the kos, according to most Rishonim, every Shabbos is Darabanan. Kiddush b'dvarim is daraisa. The kos and the drinking is Darabanan. So Dalet Kosos are also Darabanan. You want to say it's more of a hidur mitzvah because of the Dalet Kosos to use a nicer cup. Yeah, but I don't think it would be a me'ikir adin. I don't want to know if it would be a difference. Okay, that's just the machlokas I wanted to mention between Rav Moshe and Tzitz Eliezer related to the Tosfos that we quickly saw yesterday. Okay, so now let's go to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher yayin lechaveiro vehechmitz. If somebody sells wine to their friend and it turned into vinegar, eino chai bachriyuso. It's not the seller's fault. It's your fault, right? It turned into vinegar when it was by you. I sold you wine. This occurred afterwards. What can I do? It must be for some factor that happened afterwards. V'im yadua sheyeno machmitz. But if this is a famous vinegar guy, meaning his wine always changes to vinegar, it's a known thing, so then how is it mekatos? So then you could assume that it was it's a mekatos, because everybody knows. You might as well say the opposite. The guy knew and he bought it anyway. But the Mishnah is saying that no, if it's yadua, that his wine is always machmitz every year, Rosh the Rashbam says, second to last line, Harez the Mekachtos, that's the Mekachtos, because the Gemara is going to explain, because generally people want wine to last a little bit, and if yours did not last, so then it could be a problem. We'll see more in the Gemara. Good. But just one other ha'ara we had earlier, not earlier, just 2 months ago, we had a machlokas and a tzadik vavam and aleph about if wine turns to vinegar, the difference between the first 3 days and the last 3 days, the discussion by Truma, when could I assume it turned? So there, the shita of Rav was that the first 3 days, the seller does have responsibility. So here it says the seller has no responsibility. So if you look back at that Rashbam, the Rashbam already asked this Gemara, the bottom, second to last line on Tzadik Vav Amin Aleph, the Rashbam asked the question, how the Gemara here says you're not Chai Bachreis at all, and over there it says you are. So, simple answer, he says, our Mishnah must be talking about after the first 3 days. After the first 3 days. How do you know? Is there any hint in our Mishnah that we're talking about after the first 3 days? So he says, yes, because the language of our Mishnah is Hamocher Yayin Vehechmitz. The Hechmitz. If it would have meant that it was the first 3 days, it should have said, Hamocher Yayin Vinimsa Chometz. If you sell wine and it came out, because the first 3 days is right, it's started already, and it came out that this is what was sold. So that's the hint in the Mishnah, in the language, says the Rashbam, second to last line over there, that really it happened after the 3 days. Rabbeinu Gershom here.
So that makes the Seifa all the more bigger
finish. Right, the Seifa, even if it waited. Right, according to the Rashbam, we'll have to see what the Gemara says. Yeah, but right, according to now, the Seifa is a Chiddush that even if it only happened after 3 days, still it's going to be a Mekatos, an Achinami. The Rabbeinu Gershom here just says, maybe it's a Machlokas, the last line of the Rabbeinu Gershom on the bottom, he quotes, Pirush HaMore, De'inu lo sabr luhu kamas nisan. Says a Machlokas, says a Machlokas, those are based on Tanoim earlier. The Ritva says maybe here there's an excuse, he makes it Ukimta, maybe here there's different Kalim, or maybe or the buyer poured it into his own Kalim and the Irui itself, which we had earlier from the Ritva also. Okay, either way he comes up with Ukimta to be Mechalik. Continuing the Mishnah. V'im amar lo yayin mevusam ani mocher lecha. But if he says to him in the deal, I'm selling you yayin mevusam. Mevusam, we think, means a type of wine that will last for a while. Yayin mevusam. So then, chayav lahamidlo ad ha'atzeres. The assumption is until Shavuos, it's going to last. After Shavuos, it gets hot, and then heat ruins the wine. So not after Shavuos, but once up until Shavuos, if I say yayin mevusam, that is the understanding. Of Yashan Mishel Ishtakid. The deal is old wine, it's got to be at least from last year. Whatever year you are in now, go back to the previous Rosh Hashanah. Before that, it's got to be from last year. Umiyushan, if you use the Lashon Miyushan, really old wine, aged wine, Rishal Gimel Shanim. It's got to be at least 3 years. Go 3 years, the one, the year that you are in is year one, and go back to other years. That's the understanding. The Rishash just has a note on one letter in our Mishnah. Usually you have comments on phrases and words. The Rishash says on the word mevusam that he thinks it should be with a samach and not a sin. Why? From the Lashon Chayavanish Livisume. Livisume, so that's mevusam means you want to use it for a long time in order to take a little bit and then put it away. So he thinks samach is better. Here I'll read you the Rishash. The Rishash says, because ulai tzarech lomar mevusam besamach u'milashon chayavanish livisume beporia v'sham od ivsum. Also ivsum, that's the lashon used in the story of Reb Zera and Rabbah, right? That one of them got drunk and the other one killed the other one. So it says, because he said mevusam is lashon shichrusim v'kan ratzal lomar yain chazak hamishacher shemiskayim yoser. Right, that's mevusam. He says maybe connecting it to chayav and shlov asume. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Yosi bar Chanina loshan ela b'kan kanan de lokeach. When do I say that this applies? That the seller is not responsible. That's only if it was put into the buyer's containers. Aval b'kan kanim de mocher. But if it's in the kankanim of the mocher, so Amar le the seller could say even after a long time ha chamarcha b'ha kankancha. Similar to the lashon we've had elsewhere, hareishal chalafanecha, right? Here's your stuff back. You know, I can renege. It's still in your containers. He could say it because it's very clear that I didn't do anything to this wine, and it's supposed to last. And your kalim, I didn't pour it into any other kalim. It's your kalim that it was the fault. It was your fault, and that's what the Rashbam explains. Vadai, right across from where we are, yeincha v'kelecha garmu. Definitely your wine and your kalim that caused this problem. The svirale, because Rav Yosi bar Chanina holds to be most habatzir have a yain mekukul kvar elosh ein nikar adavar achas chimutz. Really, it takes a while for the process to occur, and if nothing occurred yet and it's still in your kalim, so then I'm allowed to complain about it. Says the Gemara. So how long are you allowed to do this for? V'chi kan kanin democher mayave. Even if it's still in the containers of the seller, how long are you going to leave your wine? I sold it to you. I thought you would use it at a certain point. You know, why should the buyer be able to say that forever? So, lo tzricha, here's the ukimta, tiyamar leila mikpa. In the Mishnah, you know what the case is, where you said lamikpa, as we had 2 days ago, lamikpa means you want to use it for cooking. Meaning you could use a little bit today and put it back in the pantry, a little bit tomorrow. You said you want to use it for a while. So in that case, that's why there's the ukimta that's why there's the understanding that it has to last a while, and if it hasn't changed kalim, so then the seller, the buyer could say to the seller that it's your fault. Umay, continues the Gemara. Umay duke de Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina lo ukmin lamastisan. Why does Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina push the Mishnah and force himself to interpret the Mishnah as bikkan kanim dilokeach in the containers of the buyer? That's why it's the seller's. That's why it's the eino chayabach riuso. That's why the seller's not responsible. Why does he say that? That the understanding is that it should be there for a long time, but it's in the kankanim of the lokeach. That's why the seller's not responsible. Lukma bekankanim de mocher. Udalama le mikpa. Take away both factors. Why don't you say it's in the kankanim of the seller? And he didn't say lemikpa. The same thing would apply, but if it's a kankanim of the seller, he didn't say lemikpa, so he could say, how long am I supposed to be responsible? So Amar Rava Masisa Kishisei. No, because he had a difficulty in the Mishnah. Diktani, because it says, im yadua sheyeno machmet harezebek altos. No, because we know the safer the Mishnah. Right, your question, David, that if you, it's known that the wine is machmitz, it's a megato. So again, am I lemalei by the chalashuhuye? How long? Like I said, according to the, especially if you say it's only after 3 days, it's a big chiddush. 2 weeks, a month later. So that wine is my problem. So what? My wine usually spoiled. This wine didn't spoil. So elav shpamina, darmalei lemikbash shpamina. So because of that, he really wants to be mokum the Mishnah that the understanding was it will last a long time. So therefore, I always have that response. I always have that claim as the seller that, you know, yes, how long do you want to keep it? But the buyer could say, I wanted it for a long time, and therefore, if it's still in your kalim, so it must not be my fault. That is all the shita of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Says the Gemara. Upliga de Rav Chiya bar Yosef. And Rav Chiya bar Yosef argues on this. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, chamra mazle demari garam. When it comes to wine, it's the bad mazel or the good mazel of the owner. Whatever it is, so that's why the seller could say, tough luck on you. Even if it's in my kalim, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants it to go bad in your rishus. Mazle demare garam. The Kshenemar, as the Pasuk says, va'afki hayayin bogeid, wine could be a treasoner, gever yahir, especially for an arrogant person. As we'll get to that Pasuk more in a bit of a chulu. Right, this was the pshat that some Rishonim gave to the line on Tzadik Vav Mabez. On the top line of the Gemara, Tzadik Vav Mabez, the Gemara there says, chamra akasve demari shaver, wine goes on the back of its owner, so the Rashbam there says it means exactly this. That's the bad mazel. Tosfos says, if it meant that, it should have said it like it says it here. So that's why Tosfos says, no, it's literal. Over there, it has to do with the shaking of the barrel on your back. But it doesn't have to do with the mazel, because the Gemara would have said it. So here, though, the Gemara does say it. Good. So now, a little bit of agadata related to this pasuk that's quoted. Amar of Mari. Hi, Mandi, you're here. Somebody who is arrogant. Afilu a'inshi beise lo mikbal. Even his own family he's gonna have trouble with. He's not gonna be accepted on his own family if somebody is in that state. Shneamar gever yahir velo yinve. The end of that pasuk, right? An arrogant person velo yinve. What does yinve mean? My velo yinve bin naveshalo. In his house. Nave. Right, remember the Rashi on the Shiras Hayam. Right, Zekeli v'anvehu. So Rashi quotes, what does the word v'anvehu mean? Either it means anivahu, me and him, right, and we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing Hidr Mitzvah, that's the social Hidr Mitzvah, but also the other pshat is that it refers to Naveh Hashem's house, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Zekeli v'anvehu b'naveh shelo. So here too, it means in a person's house. Somebody is Gever Yahir v'lo Yinveh, he won't have, he won't be able to live in his own house. So this might be related to an idea that we mentioned in the past, and that is, when somebody is a Baal Gaiva, focusing on themselves, so basically there's no room for anybody else in his life. Right? He is it. He's the man. He's in the middle of everything. Right? I'm the center of attention. And the whole purpose of a marriage, of Inche Beise, is to realize that we're only two halves of a unit. We're two halves, and therefore, if I'm more than a half, then the whole thing is going to break down. Afilo Inche Beise. It's Dafka Inche Beise. Why? Because I am not functioning as the unit that I am supposed to be functioning as. I mentioned this from the Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara Ksubas Daf Ches, the Good Sheva Brachas Torah. The Gemara says there was a Machlokas Amoraim. Two different Amoraim went to Sheva Brachas. One of them said two Yotzer HaAdam Brachas, like we have. We have two Sheva Brachas that end Yotzer HaAdam. The other one only said one. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokas about? Why did one say two Yotzer HaAdams and then one only said one Yotzer HaAdam? Lema b'hakim miflagi. Let's say they're arguing about how many stages of creation were there. How many Yetziras Adam were there? Demar Savar Chada Yetzira Havei, Vamar Savar Shnei Yetziras Havei. Maybe that's the machlokas between them. Answers the Gemara, lo. De Kuliyama Chada Yetzira Havei. Everybody agrees Adam and Chabo created as in one stage. But what's the machlokas? Mar savar basar machshava azlinon, or mar savar basar maisa azlinon. The machlokas is whether we go by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. He had in mind kaviyachol to create man and woman as two, Adam and Chava. But then he decided, you know what? Let's create him as one. Create him as one. That's the machlokas. Because and then he quotes because based on a pasuk, one pasuk says vayivra lakim es adam bitzalmo singular, and then it says zachar nekeva bira'am. Plural. So singular or plural. So one is the Machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind the Machshava to create us as two, and then he created us as one. All of the Machshava livros b'shnayim l'psof never echad. So again, what does this mean? It doesn't literally mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. It's obviously meant to teach us something. So what does it mean? He wanted to create us as two. He created us as one, and then what happened? He separated us anyway. So why did he just create us as two if he wanted us separate anyway? So says the Marsha. And other mafarshim on this Gemara, Daf Ches Samad Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. No, the point is that to have two people to get married, two so such different people, you know, you think about it, it's like impossible. It's Kasha Lazavka and Gilazavka and Kriyas Yamsov. How could two people with two different backgrounds, two different mentalities come together? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create us as one. Adam Arishun is like every person. He created us as a unit to start. Then, in some conceptual world, then he separates us, and we're each born into this world separately, and then marriage is like a reunion. It's not a new stage of the reunion, because in that way we already have a netiyah towards the other person. That natural netiyah, that basher, it's feeling, Bezrat Hashem, is the feeling that we have to get, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it, because he wanted to create us as a unit. So that's what a marriage is. It's a unit, separate, and then coming back, using our different backgrounds and strengths and aspirations to come together to form a unit. But that's what an achdus, a unit is. Right? And that's what we mentioned in the past from Rav Aviner. Rav Aviner is a little sefer that he used to teach. He gave a bunch of shiurim on Shavuot Brachos to newlyweds, Pirkei Ava, Benish Lishto. So he quotes there that this is the pshat. Rav Soloveitchik also writes this elsewhere. The Gemara in Nid, the Daf Lamed. You know that all of Torah is taught to a child in utero, and then the Malach causes him to forget it. So why do you teach it to him in the first place? Why teach it to him in the first place if you're going to make him forget it? The answer is, says Rav Aviner, because we want to give a natural connection to Torah to every Jew, to create that Pintel Yid. Once that Pintel Yid is created, so then Memela, every time we learn something and that light bulb goes off in our brain, feeling is going back to the womb. Something I asked my Talmud. I've said this word a couple of times in shiur. So something I asked my Talmud, I say, what's the answer? He says, it's in the womb. It's in the womb. Right? He said, I know it already, but I just can't remember it right now. But that's what Rav Aviner says. That's same thing here. That is to create that natural connection. So that is exactly maybe what's going on here. That it says if somebody is misyahir, somebody is a yahir, somebody is arrogant, so then even with their wife, they can't function dafka with their wife, because one has to be a unit with their wife. Two halves of one coin. And just finally, that's what the Meiri says on our Gemara. We'll finish this point with this. The Meiri says, "Afal pisha midas hasrara reuya b'mekomos lafi mekoma." Even though holding myself high and above is fitting in certain context, ulafi madregas ba'aleha b'toch beso shaladam. Ein roi lashum adam lehistarer al banav ubnei beso. In the house, that's not the place for it. Ela shi yisnai gimayim b'shiflus, ela achshalo yichashiv etzlam lezar ulanachri. So we've got to be extremely humble. Obviously, there's a message of being mechanic our children. Obviously, the Meir is not going to argue with that. But that is what we have to be extra careful in the house, not to be too comfortable and difficult with those around us. It's a beautiful thought. I saw an amazing Musar Haskel in the Yam Simcha. The Yam Simcha, Rabbi Fried, in first thorn on Parshas Lech Lecha. So he quotes this Gemara. So this Gemara, he says, if you're a Messiah, if you're an arrogant, you're gonna have problems at home. Why does the Gemara have to quote this? We know there's a bigger Gemara, so to speak. What does the Gemara say? Kala, anybody who's Begaiva is Kilo Ovid Avodah Zara. Right? It's a different Gemara. And the Gemara says that in, where is that Gemara? Sota Daf Dalet, beginning of the Sota. Called up Sheishbo Gassas Aruach, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zara. So what did it say? You're doing Avodah Zara. Okay, you got problems at home. That's what you have to say. Says the Yam Simcha, no, because sometimes, you know what, we hear these amazing, strong, overarching statements, and it doesn't touch us. It doesn't get to us, because it's not so Maisa. Okay, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zara. Okay, wonderful, great. Tell me I'm going to have problems at home with my wife. That's tachlis. Sometimes we can hear these amazing things, but we can't relate to it. We're not there. He says, tell me. He quotes this from the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. Practice. Right? You got to be lemaisa. He says, "Pa'amim adam nizav masal shafel v'lo yaspik lo haimemra tekiyla ovid avodah zara." That's not going to motivate me. Dein sichlo tofezos aval medaber mita besvaso zayn sprach sheimis kabel alin shebesei. Says in the Yiddish, "Zeh maspik la'akivoso ma'averus." That'll prevent me. So what does it have to do with Lech Lecha? Because the beginning of Lech Lecha, we know v'nivrachu v'cha kol mishpachas ha'adama Hashem sells Avram Avinu. So what does Rashi quote there? Oh, everybody in history is going to say, "Oh, you should be like Avram. You should be like Avraham." So he says, so what happened a few parshiyos later? Right? Yaakov makes up his own bracha. Yisibcha lakim kefrayim v'chem menashe. What happened to Avraham's bracha? And what do? We go like Yaakov. What happened to the promise to Avraham? Why does Yaakov make up his own bracha? So maybe he says, according to this reasoning, he says, because the bracha will be like Avraham, it's not shaykh. The first Jew to recognize monotheism, we're totally not on that level. A Jew with all the everything around the Olivat Azara to be those challenges, Ephraim and Manasseh are much more practical for us. They're the Jews in Galus. They're the Jews that grew up. L'doros Abayim u'fra'u l'adorsha y'mishubadim b'mitzrayim. Dor Shafel, Him Srichem Brachalios had Kitsadikim Bidoram, Shehikirosam, the Eshalahem, Lishof Vazet. That's the message of the Yam Simcha writes this in the first vart in Parshas Lech Lecha, but having to do with our little Gemara right here. Sometimes you gotta be practical. Yeah, you can't just say like, oh, Kilu Ovid Abad Azar. Continuing. Amar Yehuda Marav, two more lines of Agarata. Then we get back to buying and selling stuff. Anyone who raises themselves up, who acts arrogant with a talus of a Talmud Chacham, the Eino Talmud Chacham, and he's really not a Talmud Chacham, he just wears the talus of a Talmud Chacham, Ein Machnisin Lo B'Mechitzah Shashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does not get to sit close to God. He has to sit in the outer room. K'siv HaHakla V'Lo Yinveh, as we just said, V'Ksiv Hasam El Neveh Kachecha. V'lo Yinvest is about Gaiva, and the Kachecha is talking about the Beis HaMikdash in the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the many of the Mefarshim, so the Marsha and others say, Mida Keneged Mida, you are holding yourself outside of where you are supposed to be, right? Being about Gaiva, you're going beyond your bounds, so you're not going to be within the bounds, you're trying to go where you're not supposed to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, so you're not going to be within my bounds, right? You're trying to go beyond where you're going to be, so I'm not going to let you in. What exactly does it mean in the talis of a Talmud Chacham? What exactly does that mean? So if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom here, Rabbeinu Gershom says, Betalis, it's about halfway down Rabbeinu Gershom, Betalis al Tamid HaChachamim, Lo Betalis Mamish, you ever been to Gershom over there? Yeah. But Lo Betalis Mamish Ka'amar. We don't really mean a literal talis, right? Bishum Sha'akol Chayamin Betzitzis. Everybody is with a difference between the talus of a Talmud Chacham and the talus of an Amah Aretz. Everybody is chayvet titzitzes. Ella shekorech besudar al rosho. There's a special type of head covering that they used to wear. Ke'ein shayi regilim lasos tamidei chachamim. Vesudar aser lifrosh ki'im l'Talmud Chacham. V'kara shmo sudar al shmo shel Talmud Chacham. D'chsiv sod Hashem li'reyav. The special sudar that was used by the Talmud Chacham, the special head covering, turban kind of thing, that comes from the word sod Hashem li reyav, and that was only used for a Talmud Chacham. So, what? A special kippah. What?
I would think it just meant the cloak of the
Exactly. So he's still taking it literally. It means a type of beged. So that's a person who to use it. But so the Ben Yoyada says, why do you have to take it so literally for? The Ben Yoyada writes, the Ben Ishchai Kasha, what aveira is the problem? He says, if it's not meant to be taken literally, and imbishul shin is goya, if it's because you just became arrogant, right, whoever's arrogant, we have to say talos of a Talmud Chacham. If it's that you said Dvar Torah in your own name, and it's really the name of it, and you heard it from a Talmud Chacham, meaning you're wearing the talos of a Talmud Chacham, you're saying his Torah, so then you're a ganav. Then you're a ganav. What do you mean in Nechnasu Bechitzah Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, Harei ze ayin avon acher, shu b'chal geneva, she goniv chidish zemei acherim, v'gam goniv bodas abrios, lachshov shu b'aylov shaloso dover v'eino kach. She says, v'nira li, if you say it in nobody's name, okay, it's better than saying it in your own name. He says, I once heard, I read in the Sefer, right, so v'nira li, he says, you know what I think the maimer is? He says, kipshuto, you wear the talos of a Talmud Chacham, and you're not, and you don't act like a Talmud Chacham. And that's going to bring a tremendous chilul Hashem. Because people are going to see you acting with a cloak, right? There are certain types of itztalas, certain types of long coats, let's say, that are reserved for Rosh Yeshiva. And if I see somebody who's not a Rosh Yeshiva or somebody who's not acting like a Rosh Yeshiva wearing that cloak and getting into trouble, that's a tremendous chilul Hashem. That's what it means. That goyim chilul Hashem to chamer mikol averos, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuva. It's like impossible to do Shuva and chilul Hashem. Well, you do Kiddush Hashem. How does that take the place of Chil Hashem? It's the worst, right? The Gemara says, "B'makom yish Chil Hashem in Cholkim Kabbalah Rav." Right? You stand up and scream with the Chil Hashem going on. So that's the Ben Yehoyada's pshat here, that it will bring problems to for Chil Hashem for the general view of Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, we'll continue now. If we have time at the end, remind me. I'll say over the mentioned in the past about the Seo Solomon has a whole article about Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amru Mevi Gula La'olam. What's the significance of that statement? Okay, but we'll continue and we'll see if we have time. Amar Rava, first wide line. Back to business. Hi man, everything's business. Hi man, this is a pleasure. Hi man, this is Avin Lechavita Techamra. Lechanu, Lechenva. Somebody who, what does the word Zavin usually mean? Usually means to buy or sell. So the Rashbam here says, that doesn't mean it here. Here, Zavin means that I made a person a shliach. I made a person a shliach to bring a barrel of wine to the store, to sell it there. I'm a wholesaler, maybe I gave it to them to bring it to sell it there. Tosfos here says, Zavin never means that. Zavin means to sell, so here too it means to sell. But it must mean that you sold it to him, but it was al-das that he would use it, you know, at the later spot. So you're still Mekabel Achrayus, even though it was sold. So either way, the point is, they're both trying to come up with a case where the seller / investor is still responsible for what happens until you get to the certain place. So the Rashbam says it's a shliach, and Tosfos says it was actually sold al tznai. So Haiman dezavin lechavita dechamer lechenva adaita lisvuye. He gave it to the chenva al das lisvuye al das to use it later in a place to Rashbam explains al das that he should get profit. He's going to sell it in a certain place. Vitakif apalga o atilsa, and half of it or a third became vinegar and it got ruined. Dinahu de makabel amine. It could go back to the seller. It's not his fault. It's not the person who took his fault, because the deal was for it to last for a while. And by the way, this is only if the seller /if the buyer/shliach didn't make a new berez in the barrel, didn't make a new opening in the barrel, which shakes the barrel and might have affected the wine. But if you did that, so then the seller could say, tough luck, you messed it up, you ruined it. And this is only if a market day did not pass. So then we could say, oh, you didn't have people to sell it to. Avamati yom the shuka, but if a market had already passed, then you should have, you, the shliach, buyer, should have sold it already. You had plenty of opportunity, low, so then the seller, again, is not going to be responsible. V'yama Rava, next case. Haiman de kabel chamra, adaiti de mamti le parvasa deval shvat. Somebody who accepted wine, aldas, to bring it to the port of deval shvat. This is a case of, as the Rashbam explains, quoting from Ezeo Neshech, Chatzi Milva Chatzi Pikadon. If you remember the case back in Ezeo Neshech, it's an investor who wants to have a business deal with the Shliach, but it's not really a Shliach, it's also a Chatzi partner. It can't be that the Shliach is going to do everything for him and give back everything, because that'll be its max of ribbis, because he's going to give back exactly what he gave him, and he does all the work, which he's not getting paid for. So that's max of ribbis. So the Chazal worked out an arrangement where it's called Chatzi Milva Chatzi Pikadon, which we discussed the details there, where you have to pay back 50% of the principal, for sure, that's Chatzi Pikadon, and the other part, that's Chatzi Milva, and then the other part depends what happens, you know, based on profit, based on loss. So it's a shared risk venture. A shared risk venture. That's why there's no ribbis problems there. So that's what happened here. It's a shared risk venture. Vatamati Hasam Zol, but by the time the one who's taking the wine got to the place where the deal was to sell it, the price went down. So he didn't do anything wrong. He got there and the price went down. So dinahu de makabelei. So in that case, you could give the whole thing back. Just nothing happened to it. Just bring the wine back. Here it is. Harei shechol fanecha. You just give the wine back to the seller, to the original owner. Good. Right. The Rabbeinu Yonah here explains that this is, even though he should be Makabel part of the Achrayis, like he gets any other risk, but he says in this case, because the deal was take it to such and such a place, it was as if the understanding was it doesn't really start until we get there. Okay. Ibai Lahu, three lines to the bottom. Havi Chalamai, what if it didn't get cheap, but it became vinegar? So Amar Le Rav Hillel Ravashi, Ki Havin and Bei Rav Kahana, we were by Rav Kahana, Amar Lan, Chala Lo. No, if it became vinegar, then you can't go back to the original owner. Maybe it was because you carried it in a certain way. Maybe it's not the seller's fault. Who said at the top of our daf that if it's in the kankanim of the lokeach, then the seller is not responsible at all. Or maybe the other way, that even if it turned to vinegar, the seller slash giver is mekabel all the akrayas. Kaman Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Then it works out to be like Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Good. Finishing up, Yashan Mishel Ashtake, the Mishnah said, if it's old wine, then it has to be at least from last year. Tana umiyashin v'holech ad hachag. If he says, the Rashbam explains, in a case where he says miyushan, it has to be 3 complete years. Not just go back right before and make it like 2 and a little bit. It's got to be 3 complete years, and that it's miskayim until the end of the 3rd year, which is ad hachag, right, until Sukkos. Has to be totally full 3 years. Okay, next Mishnah. Let's say I sell a piece of land to my friend in order to build a house. Piece of land to my friend. Or I'm makabel. Either I buy or I accept to build on an area of land for a house. I'm going to build a house for my son, because in the olden days, right, when somebody got married, so they helped their son build an extension to one of the houses. The Rashbam explains that second skinny line. Derech ha'av la'asos lebedo yitzia katan samuch lebeiso. My son, child gets married. I didn't have 10 room houses in those days. Let's say it was 1 room, so 1 or 2 rooms. So they used to build another room in order for them to live. We'll see why in the Gemara. Beis chasos lebedo. So if somebody wants to build a house for his son, who beis almonas lebito, Rachmana Litzlan, his daughter became an almana, she's coming back to live with him, so the father is going to build a place for the daughter to stay. So what's the minimum amount of area? If you sold me a piece of land, and with this understanding, what's the minimum amount of area that you have to give me to build a house? So bone arba amos al sheish. 4 by 6. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Revis Bakaruza. That's a stable. What are you talking about? A 4 by 6? That's a nothing. It's good for my cows. Period. Exclamation point. Okay, what is the next line? The next line the Gemara will talk about. Who's still talking? Is this still continuing the exclamation? Or is this the answer? Harot Alatzel's Revis Bakar Bona, Dalan Amos El Sheish. Whoever wants to build a Revis Bakar, it's 4 by 6. So we'll see in the Gemara how that connects. Bayis katan she'al ches. If the deal was to build a small house, it's got to be 4 by 8. Gadol. Did I skip? No, bayis katan al ches. Gadol ches al eser. If it's a big house, 8 by 10. Traklin, a palace, yud al yud, 10 by 10. And that is all the measurements. What about the height? Rumo, kechatzi erko, kechatzi rachbo. The height has to be, add up the width and the length. Let's say it's, 6 by 10. That's 16. So this height's got to be at least 8. The height's got to be half the length and width. Rilo Dover, how do you know that from? Like the measurements of the Heichal in the Mishkan. So that is how you know these measurements. That'll be measured tomorrow's daf. I'm not going to get to it today. About the Kruvim. You see the little picture over there. Right, it talks about the differences between Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. That's tomorrow. Anyway, so this is the Gemara. The Rishonim here discuss, what's the minimum house, what the Mishnah say in the beginning? The minimum area for the house is 4 by 6. 4 by 6? What's the halacha of Hilchos Mezuzah? What's the halacha of Hilchos Malkeh? What's the din of a bias? 4 by 4. Sukkot Daf Gimel. Sukkot Daf Gimel says a beferish. It's 4 by 4. That's the minimum house. So why all of a sudden here do you have 4 by 6? So says the Tos, two answers. The Tos says, Rid says here, quoting Rav Moshe Cohen Tzedek. He says, why by here is 4 by 6 and there is 4 by 4? V'nira li l'tarets. D'le inyim mezuzah bevadai bedalar adal b'chud mechayiv. A formal definition of a house, of a room, that's 4 by 4. Right, 6, that's 4 by 4. So let's say it comes up by a walk-in closet. Does a walk-in closet need a mezuzah? So we say it's got to be 4 by 4, 16 square amos. 60 square amos, walking area. That's why most living walking closets do not need a mezuzah, because you don't count the area where the clothes are hanging, because that's taking up space. So if you have such a huge area in the middle, usually it's not big enough. So Mavadai, Firchas Bezos is 4x4. Mishumda Chazil Migna Bol Mechaba. Because it's Roy. 4x4, you could sit in there, you could eat in there. Vizuhi di Raso Shaladam. Shetachul Shamitaso Vishalchano. You could put a mattress in there and go to sleep. Avo Miyu, Lo Chazil Hakushab Kle Tashmisha. You can't bring in all your, you can't bring your lift into a 4x4 area. You can't do that. And when you buy a house, when you're building a house, you're not interested in the minimum, what I can eat in. When you buy an area to build a house, I will stam anos in bias livnos rotsa sheyachnish gam klei tashmisho sham hilkach mosif lo od shlishi. That's why you got to add on. Don't compare mekach u'memkar to formal definitions of hilchas mezuzah. That's the Tosfos Rid right here. The Ritva says a little different. The Ritva says if you have an already existing house, then 4x4 is good enough. To build a new one, no one just builds it 4x4, and therefore. That's why you can't say here that it'll be enough to have the 4x4. Because here you're doing the a new house. Here you're doing a new house. V'anachod yesh bein mocher bayis shehu banu ikvar, v'mocher makom lasos bayis l'chadchila. She'ein adam toreach l'chadchila la'asoso pachos b'sheish amarot l'shmona, t'ko pachos b'kan bayis saruachu. It's a bayis, but it's a disgusting house. It's so tiny. And therefore, there's a difference. Actually, we're talking about building the little houses next to the larger house. There's a medrash in Parshas Truma. The medrash Rabbah in Parshas Truma on the Pasuk Va'asu Limikdash. I mentioned the medrash in Drush in the past. The medrash says, Mashal HaMelech Shaisu L'Bas Yechida. There was a king that had an only daughter. And all the different suitors came, and finally there was one that came, wanted the princess's hand in marriage. And she said, Pikis Rishus Mi'avio, L'Shuv La'Arzu Makalo. Okay, I want to take your daughter back with me. So the father says, I don't know what to do. I can't not give you my daughter because it's time for her to get married. I can't give you my daughter because I'm going to miss her. So you know what? Let me build you an extension. So therefore, you'll have a place to live, and I'll still have my daughter. Right? That's what he says. Kach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Klal Yisrael. So to Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Nasadi Lechem Es HaTorah. I'm giving you the Torah. Lifro Sheimena Einu Yachol. I can't part with the Torah. I love it so much. To not give it to you, I can't, because that's the purpose of the world. Ella, you know what? Build me an extension. B'chol makom she'atem holchim, bayis echad asu li she'adur tamid b'tocho, she'ne'amar v'asu li mikdash. Right, that's the Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Parshas Truma. That's v'asu li mikdash. We have to build extension. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to leave his Torah. He doesn't want to leave the life of Torah, kaviyachol, and therefore we always have to be kovei azman and makom. The house is not a literal house, but always find compartments in our life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara. Why does the Mishnah specifically say a beis chasus for a son and almanus for a daughter? Listi beis chasus lebdo ulabito or beis almanus lebdo ulabito. Why don't you say both? So milsa hagavur kagamashmalan. It's just saying regular common behavior. To lo darko dechasna lemeder bechamua. It's not the derech of a son-in-law to go live by his mother-in-law's house. That's why he stays by his own father. Kidekasiv is sefer ben Sira, as it says in Ben Sira, one of the apocryphal books, right? In Yonah Dioma, Sefer Chashmonaim, right? It says in Ben Sira, one of those books called Svarim Chitzonim. How could the Gemara quote this? Doesn't it say in Perek Chelek that if you read Svarim Chitzonim, Ein Lecham Chelek L'Olam Haba? It's pretty serious. Ein Lecham Chelek L'Olam Haba, how can you read Svarim Chitzonim? So, what's the answer? So the Ritva says that only means if you have a Seder in it. You can glance at it. Says the Ritva, right here. Says the Ritva, you're allowed to look in the apocryphal books as long as you don't study them bekvius. Ava bishakaruhu bisanhedrin. Svarim chitzonim. Shamina meyachash lo asru sham elalasos mimenu keva. Ava roi lahagos bo beitos lilmo mimenu chachma umusar. Right, you can look at it every so often. Masha ein kein besifrei min mamish. If it's mamish apikarsis, you can never look at them. But Sefer Ben Sira says the Ritva, you could look at them, you could use them as reference. You can't study them as a text. The Rav Reuven Margolis, in one of his farm, I think I once saw, gives a different idea. And that is, maybe that whole issue, why is it so bad? What's so bad about Ben Sira and Sefer Chashmonaim? They're not minus. What's so bad about those books? So he suggested, fascinating, based on the historical context. Remember, in the times of the Gemara, they were canonizing what's going to be in Tanakh, what's not going to be in Tanakh. So they decided, okay, finally Koheles, yes. Finally this is going to be yes. So at that time, what difference would it make? What's in the, everybody's learning all the different stuff, Svarim anyway. So at that time, when they said, okay, this is part of Tanakh and this isn't, the Chazal had to make extreme laws. You learn this and you're not allowed to learn that, or else it would never take hold. It would never be able to be part of Tanakh, because everybody would continue go learning everything. So they had to say Inlam Chelek Olam Haba, because they wanted to do it for the because of the Kedusha of Tanakh. But it could be later, once we know what's in Tanakh, and nobody's going to be confused to put something more in Tanakh. We have the 24 books, and that's it. So that is why maybe it's not as bad right now. By the way, I just saw a remez last night, right? The 24, you might have said this before about Hanukkah. So Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah is a Sof HaNisim. Hanukkah does not get a book of Tanakh. Right? It's the only holiday that's not mentioned in Tanakh. How do you know that? It's a hint or two. Hanukkah, Ches Nun, Ches Nevi'im. There are eight books in Nevi'im. Eight books in Nevi'im. What are the eight books in Nevi'im? Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Malachim, Yishayo, Yemio, Yecheskel, Treyasar. Right? Ches Nun. And then Vav Ksuvim. Six books in Ksuvim. What's in Ksuvim? You have Ksuvim, you have Sifrei Amet, you have Eov, Mishlei, Tehillim, and Daniel. Ezra Nehemiah is one book. And then Divrei Hayamim, that's six. And then, hey, is the Chamish Megillos. That's all of Tanakh right there. So Chanukah hints that this is all of Tanakh and you can't add on another Sefer. So Chanukah, you can't have part of Tanakh. It's not in there. You only have Chanukah. You only have Chanukah. Or the other way, the other remedy. So this is from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. That's who said it. Or Chanu Chafei. Chanu, they rested Chafei from making a 25th book in Tanakh. So only 24. Chaf Dalet Sifrei Kodesh and not a 25th. Two Ramazim, just so it has to do with leaving Ben Sira out. So says the Gemara. So again, it's not appropriate. It's not the derech for a son-in-law to live by his mother-in-law. It says in Mensira, Hakol Shakati Bekapo Zayim. I weighed everything. I weighed everything in life, meaning all wisdom. V'lo Matzasi Kal Misubin, and nothing is more kal or inferior than coarse bran. The Kal Misubin, and even worse than coarse bran, Chasan Adar Beis Chamav. A son-in-law who lives by his mother-in-law. Right? If you look back in Kiddushin, we had on Daf Yud Beis, that not only is this not the derech, but Rav gave Malkus. Right? It was terrible for somebody who lived by his mother-in-law. Right? Why? Either Mishun Rashi in there said, and the Rashi Pamir says, Chshad, and others say it's, other issues, Azus Panim, the Rambam says, we don't have time to go into that, Lashon, but, all the Rishonim, there more than here, and Kedushin say, what about Bisman Azeh? Rishlam Azaman lived in the same house as his in-laws, he didn't have enough money to live elsewhere. So Tosa says, what do you mean? Nowadays, everybody knows why you live with your in-laws. To save money, to save rent. Right? It's a great place to live. Right? So Tosfos there, Kedushin Yud Bey says, it's obvious now why you're living there, so therefore it's not a problem. Tovas Anah. The Ravid says, another heter, not living in the same room as Manazeh. You have separate rooms. So there's no lack of sneers, there's uchshad. It's like as if you're living in a different house. So therefore, nowadays, we're not worried. The Meiri there, very interesting in Kedushin, says, no, nowadays we're Gedurim Ba'arayos. Very difficult. What does that mean? We're more gather today than we were in the times of the Gemara. Either way, that's his suggestion. Halacha l'maisa, the poskim are mekel now, and even though the Gemara says it's not a good thing. But either way, that's why the Mishnah says what it says, and also the kamechasa continuing inferior ideas. Oreach machlis oreach. Also, something inferior is if all of a sudden you invite a guest over, and then the guest brings another uninvited, unintended, unknown guest to your house. That's not fair. He invited you. You bring in somebody without asking him. So that is inappropriate. The kalme oreach, meisha davar b'terem yishma. Also, the other one, the last inferior, lowly act to do is if you answer a question before the guy finishes the question, you don't listen. You're not going to be able to know what he's asking if you interrupt him and you don't let him talk. Shenemar meishav davar b'terem yishma, ivelas hilo v'chlima. It's foolish and embarrassing. Okay, there's more to talk about by Ben Siri. You can look at the in Yoredeya in Simich Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalad. Then also Kalem all talk about Kabbalah there. Other, what about again? Once you get outside of Tanakh, what about Sfarim Chitzon and what about Kabbalah? So the Shulchan Aruch there and the Pesachei Tshuva and the Nozei Kalem all talk about it's after we finish packing ourselves with lechem and basar, as the Rambam calls it. Right? We gotta work on Nigla first. You know, he says, A, you have to finish that. And even if you finish that before you're 40, says the Shach, you know, maybe we should wait till 40. And even if we're 40, but if we did finish that, you gotta have a little of both. And even if not, you know what, maybe stay in Nigla. So he's very, the post-game are very hesitant to learn Nistar. Very hesitant. You know, we live in a day and age where people don't learn Nigla sometimes and just go to Nistar, but that is something, you know, we have books in English on Kabbalah now. So again, one has to know exactly how and when and if to even open those types of svar. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Refes Bakari Zu. Harotzalas Zachulu. So the Gemara says, Refes Bakar Man Ketani Lo. Who said that last statement of the Mishnah? Remember, we had a Machlokas, right? The Tanakama said, Rabbi Kiva said, it's 4 by 6. Rabbi Shmuel says, what do you mean? That's good enough for my cows. And the next line of the Mishnah said, if you make a Refes Bakar, it's 4 by 6. So 2 days. Ika da Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ketani Lo. Some say it's Rabbi Shmuel, meaning it's continuing his exclamation. The Ika to Amar Rabbi Kiva Ketani Lo. Some say it was Rabbi Kiva. Ika to Amar Rabbi Kiva Ketani Lo. Some say it was Rabbi Kiva. V'achi Kamar Rabbi Kiva answers the exclamation. Afal Pisha Refes Bakar. Even though you're right, that's the same size. Pa'amim Sha'adam Oseo Di Rasa Rekar Refes Bakar. Sometimes people make houses that size. You're right. But sometimes people make houses that size. The Ika to Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ketani Lo. Some say it's Rabbi Shmuel really continuing talking. V'achi Kamar. Add in a shin. Sheha Rotsa Lasa Refes Bakar. Ose Arba Amos Al Shesh. It's a continuation. Traklin, you know, yud, my traklin, what's a traklin? Kufsa bevardi, it's a type of pavilion with roses around it. Tani, the kantir, if kantir, a different type of big room, shtemasrei. My kantir, tarbitzapadni. It's an area, a garden in front of the house. We had this back in the first parak, talking about who has rights to the tarbitzapadni. When you sell a house. Roma kachazi ergo chazi rachbo. Rayo davar shogam liyolomar kibidina heichol. Says the Gemara, Rayo davar maktani lo. Who said those words, Rayo davar? Right? Because the Mishnah says, Rayo davar, and then he quotes an opinion. So, ika da amar ab shivim gam liyol kachani lo. Vahachi kamar. Some say it's or ab shivim gam liyol talking. Vahachi kamar. Rayo davar minayin. The Gemara is about to bring Rayo davar. Amar shogam liyol. Hakol kibidina heichol. And his answer is, the Raya is from the dimensions of the Heichal. V'ika d'amar Tanakama Ketani Lo. And some say it's the Tanakama still talking, originally. And Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's V'ika Matama. Reb Shimon Gamliel interrupts him and says, what? V'achi kamar le Tanakama. And this is what he says. Raya minayin, mi binyan ha-Heichal. You learned that from the Heichal. Atukuli alma kebinyan ha-Heichal abdi. Does everybody build their houses like the Mishkan, like the Beis HaMikdash? So therefore, it's Reb Shimon Gamliel talking back. Tanya, finishing up, Acherim Omrim, Rumo.
To the second interpretation, then how high is...
Right, according to the second interpretation, there's Machlokas. The first one says...
The first one says Heichal, and the second one says what? Not the Heichal.
Right, so maybe it's based on Minhag. Maybe it's based on Minhag. Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Rumo, Kikorosav. The second, Acherim say, no, the height has to be the same length as the beams that go across the roof. That's the korosav. Falema ruba karachbo. So just say the height has to be like the width. So the Gemara says no, because sometimes the beams on top are wider than the width on the bottom. How is that possible? Ibayis ema besa me'iloi rava. Or sometimes the house gets wider. The walls aren't straight. They just go out more as they go up. Ibayis ema mishum deika bekavik. Or sometimes there are niches in the walls for the beams to sit in. So the beams go further. If you just measure from within the walls, it's going to be shorter. So that's why it's better to say that it's the length of Karosav. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem tomorrow continues talking about the dimensions of the Mishkan. And about Hashem, we will pick up on Daf Kuf, Kenyan Chazaka, getting back to Kenyanim, Kenyan Chazaka and Kavod HaMeis, other issues that come up on Daf Kuf in Baba Basra. We reached 100, Bez Hashem, in a couple of days.